Blog Talk Radio.
You're my only hope. When I walk, when I'm down,
broken, hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born instructor. Cause all I know, all I know, is you're my only hope. When I'm up, when I'm down, when the wolves come around, when my feet hit the ground, I just need you. On my darkest day, when I'm losing faith, no, it ain't gonna change. told you you're not worth, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough.
Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. soul's awakened, taken by all the beauty you bring. You got it blaring, staring, love watching you do your thing. There's no mistaking your style, no mistaking your touch. I see the grin, I see the subtle of your love. Lord, I see you in heaven.
Thank you.
it never stops. Feel like it's never gonna. Gotta get that fire back in my bones before my heart turns into stone. So when somebody please pass the megaphone, I'll shout it on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hear my prayer tonight. I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to read my voice.
Have you not known, have you not heard, The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary. A young man shall fall exhausted, but they will wait for the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So our God knows our frame. He knows that our bodies have come from dust and will one day return to the original form. He knows that without his help, we accomplish nothing. But Paul's declaration in Philippians chapter 4:13 is just as true for you and me as it is for him. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We can do all things through the anointing and power of our Heavenly Father. We can tackle any obstacle that stands in our way because our God is perfectly strong in our weakness. So where do you need the strength of God today? Where do you feel weak, powerless, or weary? Where do you need to run but only feel exhausted? Your lot is not to go through life living solely by your own power. You've been given a new identity as a son or daughter of the Most High God, who desperately wants to clothe you with strength and teach you how to use the authority given to you by Jesus. In God, you can feel defeat, the power of sin and darkness that have held you back. In God, you can accomplish the tasks set before you and with joy, energy, and strength. And in God, you can love and be loved such as a capacity that your very attitude, outlook, emotions, and transforms into reflections of your Heavenly Father's. So spend time in prayer receiving the strength that comes from God alone. Allow him to fill you with fresh vision and align your perspective with his. So, firstly, meditate on God's desire to fill you with strength. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might be increased in strength. For even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31 again. So where do you need God's strength today? Where do you feel the weakest? Where do you need his power and anointing? So ask God to fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit. Ask him to make his strength known to you. Allow your perspective and outlook to shift in the light of God's power and love. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's Psalm chapter 73, verse 26. It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes me my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on heights. That's 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 33 to 34. So I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. So we are never meant to do life on our own. We were designed to be in connection with the strength of our Heavenly Father in every situation, relationship, job, and trial. See, God longs to fill us with strength to accomplish the good work laid before us. He longs to make us strong in him. So don't go throughout your day in your own strength. Instead, seek out the hand of your Heavenly Father and allow him to help you today. I highly suggest you would read Psalm 73. It will bring this devotional into new light for you. Okay? Like I said, once again, I suggest reading Psalm 73. Well, thank you very much. I hope you got something out of this little devotional. Okay? So, now it gets me toward the ask you the most important question. And that is, Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. Because in a couple moments, I'm going to give you that opportunity to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. May I ask you, okay, are you tired of not going anywhere? You know, like you feel like you're running around in one place, and wherever you go, it's the same thing. It keeps coming back. Okay, or maybe you're suffering from some type of depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from such as an addiction as like alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality, okay, or gambling or overeating. See, God can take that away, but in order for Him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. If He doesn't know you, what's He gonna do for you? So I ask you, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be a personal Savior tonight? If you do, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. Excuse me. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you decided to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight, okay, we are thrilled, okay? And we would like you to call into this number. We'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Because you see, right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you decided to come to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them, amen? All right. Well, I'm going to play a song, okay, that goes along with the altar call, okay? So, here we go. Sit back and listen and think about calling in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Amen.
Calling, have come to the end of the me up and start again, and I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known. And loved by you, I'm fully known. And loved by you, so like you to keep pursuing. So like me to go astray. Ooh, but you got my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. To your kindness, oh, 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 I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known. are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless, but you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance, cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. Shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your breath, oh, your soul. I will send out an army to find you.
I don't know what I believe. Why does everybody leave?
Judah said to his brother, what profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brother in our flesh. And his brothers listened. Then the midnight traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph to Egypt. Then Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and he tore his clothes and returned to his brothers and said, the lad is no more, and I, where shall I go? So they took Joseph to the, killed a kid of a goat, dipped the tunic in the blood, and they sent the tunic of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, we have found this. Do you know whether it's your son's tunic or not? And he recognized it and said, it's my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Without doubt, Joseph is torn to pieces. And Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his waist, and mourned his son for many days. And all his sons and all his daughters arose to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I shall go down to the into the grave to my son in mourning. Thus his father wept for him. Now the midnight had sold him into Egypt, Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, and captain of the guard. Well, that was Genesis chapter 37. Now let's go into worship. Okay, Psalms chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is none of his thoughts. Now, it was Wisdom, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 to 26. Do not be afraid of sudden terror nor trouble from the wicked. When it comes for the Lord, will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Well, I hope this Bible reading, as you say, if you don't read your Bible, at least someone's reading you the Bible, okay? And this is what we're all about. We want you to be familiar with the Bible, okay? And we hope this benefited you. Thank you very much. And the last message that I will bring to you is a prophetic message, okay? Okay, so let's play some more music.
Mountain I could not climb in despair.
if I didn't hold back on my only son, what obscene manner of religious thinking will anyone suggest I'm holding anything lesser than from you? Sweep all such cobwebs of religious contamination from your thinking. I am a yes God, and you say yes to me, then my yes to you will begin working in you and through you till all is fulfilled and the work is done, and your rejoicing will then be complete. Amen. Well, like I said, these prophetic messages goes out to those who need them. Okay, and you know who you are. Okay, so I hope that these prophetic messages are a blessing to you. Okay, as truly I've been blessed by giving them to you. Amen. Well, this completes tonight's service. I want to tell you that tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have the Pastor's Corner. Okay? And we hope that you will be with us tomorrow evening for a great service. Okay? And we'll play godly music as well. Okay? So, with this being said, I want to say may God bless you. May he keep you always highly favored. And keep coming back, because the more you come back, the better we get every day. Amen. All righty, Tony, take it away.
Father, thank you for the listeners tonight. May they leave having their bounty full and knowing your word. May they sleep tonight knowing that you are not far away and that in your love they will always be. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
But I leave you with this thought. For there to be good, there has to be evil. Have you decided what you want to be? Think about it.
Amen. Amen. Yes, think about it. All righty. Well, like I said, God bless everybody. Good night. Okay? Come back tomorrow night for the Pastor's Corner for a great service. Bye-bye.